weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home. Cambridge
105. Now, sit up straight, everybody. With the start of the working year now well underway, now's a great time to focus on changing our bad posture when sat at the computer. So says holistic and beauty expert Francine Cox. Phil Minot went to Bar Hill to learn from Francine why regular massage brings health benefits for desk-bound workers.
For a lot of the Cambridge area workforce, the working day involves many hours sat at a computer, working away at a desk. And for some people, in a very short time, that becomes a real pain in the neck. Not only the neck, also the shoulders. So what can we do about it? So I've come to Total Relaxation in Bar Hill to chat to Francine Cox about the different solutions for it. And one of those main solutions, Francine, you were telling me, is light massage.
No, definitely. Massage is very good to increase blood flow, relieve stress and tension out of the shoulders, through the neck. Generally, we would recommend we work the whole back because the shoulders and the lower back will reflect each other. But it will ease away all that stress and tension from sitting in front of your desk.
So you're presumably talking about regular massage, which presumably in the long term would help a lot of people, would prevent all these major issues and back pains and stuff then becoming big problems.
Definitely. Massage can be very good for preventative. Yes, it can also help with tight muscles to help release them and ease them off as well, so you don't suffer long-term back problems. Day, if you can, take regular breaks from your computer screen. You know, again, it's something that we'll get caught up in. And we don't do it. It's not just people that are sat at desks. It's also people sitting in their cars, driving. It's putting the shoulders into an unnatural position, and a position that they don't like. So all those hours we all spend stuck on the A14, moaning about it, again, it's not doing our shoulders any good.
So if people take their regular breaks, which I understand, is it every half hour or every hour?
It should be 10 minutes every hour.
So if you're listening to this in the studio, any Cambridge 105 radio presenters, you need to put a long record on and get up and have a jig around?
Most definitely, yep. Any form of exercise, anything, stretching out the shoulders, push the shoulders backwards, push them down, get them away from your ears, you'll find that will help to ease stress and tension.
What can an employer do to help their employees?
Employers, again, if they can, make sure the staff are taking regular breaks. I know they don't like it. But again, some employers around Cambridge are being very proactive, and they are getting therapists like myself who are fully qualified, fully insured, to go into the business where they then give the staff even sort of 20-minute break so they can just have an on-site massage and just ease away some of that stress.
I was actually in a business not long ago in Cambridge, and it was quite interesting. It's an IT business, but there was somebody comes in, one of your colleagues presumably, who then goes around and the people sat at their desk working, and they gently give people like a head massage and also a gentle neck massage if they wanted it.
Yep, definitely. That's the Indian head massage. Again, obviously, as the name suggests, come from India. The whole art of massage is sort of going back centuries, really. You sort of go back to the Romans, where they had the Roman baths. Like I say, the Indians with the Indian head massage, the Chinese, the Swedish, they all have their own forms of massage.
And the alternatives to sitting at a desk, presumably standing at a desk, as they're doing in Scandinavia.
Yep, most definitely. Again, that is making sure your desk is at the right height. You know, yes, stand at the desk. Alternate it between standing and sitting. You've also got a Swiss ball that you could go and get. It's also very good for your whole posture, that one, where it will force you to sit upright and then keep your back in alignment.
Now, come lunchtime, is it really good for people to leave the office and go for a walk? Is there any benefits in that?
Most definitely. You're getting well away from the office. Fresh air is really good for you. It's also very important to get 20 minutes of daylight just straight into your eyes, not through a window. You find that helps the pituitary gland in your brain, which will then help to relieve stress as well.
Even on day like today?
Even on day like today, yep.
Well, there's a lot of people looking out. I'm not sure about that one. So in a way, this is probably anyone who hasn't yet made a New Year resolution and wants to make one, this is probably a great one to do for your work one, is to say, actually, I'm going to start looking after myself while I'm sitting at my desk, because presumably the long-term benefits are great.
Yep, most definitely. It's the best thing you can do for your whole body. Schedule in, like I say, once a month, once every 6 weeks, just one massage appointment and you will feel the benefits.
Now, while I was waiting to get to interview, one of your colleagues was telling me that some of your regular customers are exactly very successful business people who consider a regular massage quite a key part of their working week.
Definitely. We have a lot of people who really enjoy to come in after work, say even on a Friday night. The weekend can then start, they're relaxed and they can enjoy their weekend rather than then spending the whole weekend trying to wind down.
Now, there are radio stations where they make you stand up while you're presenting, and I've seen some where they have a desk which goes up and down accordingly, depending on the height of the particular radio presenter. As you know, I'm 6 foot tall when I'm on the radio, so that'd be quite a high one which was needed here. Francine Cox talking about the benefits of maintaining the best posture when sat working at a computer. She was speaking with Cambridge 105's Phil Minot, who, despite the rumours, is not a pain in the neck, he says here.